You have all been going up, down, vicious circle from time immemorial. But when anyhow coming in connection with some agent of the truthful area, then some collection is gathering, and that is accumulated to a certain degree, then it will try to take out from that vicious circle. Tashyai vahitu prajati tu kubidu nulabhati jat bhamatam upajjat abrahmavana loka punaravartyanarjana mamu pektati kaunteya punarjanmanabhita abrahmavana svataya rājati sraddhaya yuktu tashya rādhanam yati lavati satakkāmām maipa bhītāmita antabhattu phalam tesām tadbhavati talpameshram. Temporary results they are acquiring, and that is finished, and again acquiring, again finished. Time immemorial on the, in this vicious circle they are wandering. Tasvai bhito prajatito kubi nulabhati jat bhamatam upari adha. High and low, in this way. Action, reaction, this way. Talabhati dukkha vatannata sutham kalina sadbhattu gamidu. Sometimes happy, sometimes sorrow. In this way, wandering from an immemorial time. But only when connection comes from the agent of the land of perfection, then by getting that touch, gradually develops his fortune towards that zone. Out of misconception, revealed truth. Everything is calculated from the standpoint of the whole self, not any partial or departmental or local. Local not from local or departmental interest. Everything calculated here or local, personal, local, individual, national, all in the comparison of infinite, everything is a small point. Whether countrywide or philanthropic, or may identify it very so, even with the interest of the whole solar system, that is also a mere point in consideration with the infinite whole, Vaikuntha. We have to transform us from the interest, local interest, toward the universal interest. God interest means universal interest. Everything, the estimate, in that calculation, everything is right. No change. So Krishna conception means that, from the standpoint of the Absolute, what is what? Ishavasyam. Everything belongs to Him. Even this body does not belong to me. But we are thinking this kingdom belongs to me. All false. Suffering from falsehood, from mitta. Misconception. And we have to transform us into absolute interest. Vaikuntha, Krishna's interest. We shall live or die only for Krishna's interest. The membership in another plane, that is we have to acquire. In that plane we have to live, die to live. You will have to undergo a wholesale death. And again to awake in that soil, that I am a servant of Krishna. Almost a suicidal squad. Whatever will be necessary for his whim, I shall jump into that immediately. And there we thrive. In that sort of concession, we really thrive. Otherwise, we lose ourselves, our interest. That is the conception under. Die to live, that Hegelian word. Die to live. A wholesale death we have to face and get all. Forged life we are living at present. Forged. Wholesale is forged. love for country, love for ladies, love for wealth, love for name, fame, wholesome forgery. We have to get out of that forged life and to enter into life proper. We are this atom. We must accept the atomic position in comparison with the infinite whole, Krishna, absolute good. We should like to have proper dealing of an atom from the infinite. We want to become a king, even the absolute, so many Krishna may come and serve me. That temperament, malicious temperament we have got. Everything we want to serve me. We do not know what is service proper. The whole self change, diabolical change is necessary. It is not so easy a thing. Die to live. He is for himself. He is not for anyone. If we are for himself, we are one with him, then he is for us. But as long as we think we have got our separate interest, he is not for us. When we convert ourselves to be in for himself, then he is also for us. But how this possibility of independence we have got, that is the most intricate question, this maya, misuse of the free will of the so many atomic souls. Gaur Hari. He died. Siddhāya Gaur Hari Gaur. How do you feel? we are nowhere. I am such a substantial man. I have no position at all. I am nowhere. I have to be lost in the infinite. But losing you in the infinite, you grow. You maintain your real existence, it is possible. Die to live. If you want to live a healthy, proper life, you have to die wholesale as you are. Many things of such characteristics. Today I stop here.
Jai Om Vishnu.
The branch of this mode. Is Naika?
I didn't see her today. I spoke with her yesterday. She wasn't feeling so well.
She was not living with you in that building?
Yes, she's there. She's over there in the
blue house. She comes from Malaysia.
Yes.
Another lady. She was a nurse in Malaysia. She has also left everything and joined the mission. Now anyhow, she's left here. You can talk with her also. He will come here very soon, in that house, with her. Christian, is it not?
No, Buddhist.
Buddhist.
Yes.
She was Buddhist. So.
Krishna Kinkardas.
Krishna.
He gave them out of the nest.
Now, to start, any question?
Yes.
Guru Maharaj, can everyone in this lifetime aspire to be sannyasi?
No, everyone cannot. Just mentally he can do, but formally, one who is qualified for the service, he should be living and faithful death path. Acharya. Sannyas means the position of an acharya, in general, preacher. So who has got the capacity of preaching, he should accept sannyas ashram and go on with his activity. And intermediary everyone may accept, but that generally Babaji, that also a form of sannyas. The Babaji doesn't like to preach, but wants to lead an exclusive life devoted to God. He may take that sannyas, that Babaji sannyas, quite glad with coping and taking the name of the Lord and the other functions of devotion, but not out to preach. That is a form of sannyas and Babaji.
So one...
But not the so-called Babaji, that Sahajya, that together with ladies, they go on with some sort of practices, thinking that they will help them towards the devotional life. Not that. But as the model of Rup Sanatan, Jeev, etc., Raghunath, that type. Their servants. Okay?
Bhakta Thomas.
And also some other guests. Okay? Guru Maharaj. Everyone has capacity to preach something. So what is the qualification that allows one to take sannyas?
They work under some bona fide acharya. They may engage themselves in any sort of teaching. Book works also, the place work also, a kind of preaching. Distribution of books also preaching. So many things are preaching, which is meant for the help of the people at large. Kirtan is also a kind of preaching. To propagate anyhow devotion of spirit to the public, that is preaching.
But what separates that makes sannyas, that preaching that makes one understand he can possibly take sannyas?
That must have some knowledge of scriptures.
Yes.
And also some capacity of delivering lectures or at least to talk amongst the public. And to receive questions and to answer them. All these qualifications in general must be present in a sannyasi. Mahaprabhu took the role of sannyas for preaching purpose. Generally, sannyasins are preachers, accepted as preachers, here in India. Buddhist sannyasi and this Jain sannyasi, also Hindu sannyasi. Hindu is the oldest type. Different types of sannyas. The Tirandi. Tirandi, Ekodandi, then this Buddhist Khapanaka, and then the Kapalik, Tantric Sannyasi, so many kinds of sannyasi. Sampradaya, and then Madhya Sampradaya, There are also different types of sannyas.
This lady is going now, Maharaj?
Who?
You're saying internal vairagya. Everyone, they don't take the external paraphernalia of sannyas, but there is some renunciation within. Yes?
What is that?
Everyone may not take danda, but internally become renounced.
Internally, everyone may be a sannyasi, even a lady. Internal temperament, do not want anything. No enjoyment, that is sannyas. Annanam karmanam nasam sannyasam kavayogita. In Bhagavad Gita. What is sannyas? Who renounces all sorts of pleasing activity, enjoying mood, that is sannyas. And what is the activity that is necessary to keep up one's body fit? That should not be given up. Yukta vairagya, kanyana, no aspiration for any material gain. That is the qualification of a sannyasi in general. Anyone may be at stage. Internally, whoever has rejected all possible enjoyments from the of this mundane world, he is a sannyasi. But he will take help from the mundane world so much as makes his body fit for service of the Lord. Body is not our enemy. Body may be utilized in the service. Service can never be renounced. Whatever will help me in discharging my duty towards the service of Krishna, that should be taken. And no illusion prayer. Kanyanam karmanam nasam. Nas means rejection. Rejection of all sensual activities. That is sannyas. Asarvakarma phalatyagam tahustyagam vichakkhana. And to give up the consequences of all sorts of activities, whether necessary or unnecessary. That is tag. That is higher. He can do anything, but he is not captured by the consequences, by the attraction of that thing. That is tag. That is higher tag. Sarvakarma. What is indispensable to keep up the body and what is luxury. Both, giving up both. The consequence, the result, that is that. Not the activity. A sannyas means to give up the internal and external also, stopping the mundane activity. the aspirations for future life. I want to be a Brahma. I want to be Indra. I want a kingdom. I want a fame, name. All these kamma are unnecessary. And to keep up this body and the duty, whatever is necessary to accept that, but indifferently. That is tyaga. Everywhere indifferently, without caring for the result, for the consequence, whatever may be, may come. I am doing as my duty. That's even destroying a Brahmanda, solar system, it does not do anything. That is nothing. It does everything. But he is not connected with that. Only he is pushed by the universal current. He is so selfless, he allows himself fully to surrender to the fundamental wave. So whatever he does, the responsibility with the fundamental wave, with Krishna and not himself. Only mere agent, that is Nirguna.
There are a class of person in America, in the West, that are now pursuing purification of the body as a means of advancing one's consciousness. They purify the body by fasting, by taking certain diet.
Thank you.
Some
it should not be whimsical.
Yes.
That must direction must come from up, from the Nirguna place. Revealed. Any whimsical attempt cannot be taken as Nirguna. There must be some criteria. Any whimsical action may not be accepted as Nirguna.
How does one recognize that plane, the information is coming from that plane?
Well, you must have some realization about the fact. There is a story. Once a Brahmin, he had a garden, and with much care, he grew his garden, made his garden grow well. Then one cow has entered into the garden and much damage she caused. So he asked with some bamboo steel or some cow in such a way that the cow died instantly. And the Brahmin uttered at that time Govindaricha, the will of Govinda. There's the clerk of Yamaraja, the record keeper. He stopped there. At the time of killing the cow, the Brahmin uttered this word, "This is the will of Govinda Krishna." Then whether the record, it will be recorded in Krishna's name or this Brahmin, he referred to his master Yamaraja. Yes, such incidents happened. A Brahmin is bitten to a cow and he died instantly. And he uttered these words, Govinda Richa, the will of Govinda. Then in whose name this sin to be recorded? Brahma, Yamaraj referred to Brahma. Then such is the incident, what to do? Brahma told, stop for some time, I am coming. And give you information what to do. Then Brahma, he took the shape of another Brahmin and entered the house of this Brahmin, the cow killer, as a guest, and inquired him, very good garden you have got, so many flowers, fruits, all these, by the will of Govinda, how everything has been done very beautifully, by the will of Govinda, by the will of Govinda. Brahman could not tolerate his words, that everything by Govinda. I have done with the sweat of my own brow, and you say Govinda, Govinda. Then Brahmin's object was achieved. He went ahead and told, the cow killing should be recorded in the name of the Brahman, not Govinda. Do you follow?
Yes.
In other, when the cow killed, cow is being killed, only uttering the name of Govinda. But all others, I have done with the sweat on my own brow, my own hands and limbs and labor. I have produced, you always utter the name of Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. So the criteria in this way to be determined. The man chale, gorar achar, gorar vichar, roide se fall, fall. Only to profess that what I am doing and like the dictation of the Lord. Only this sort of posing on to do. It must be heart depth. Depth must be to the fullest extent that everything, I am only instrumental, and whatever dictation I get from my Lord, I do that. There is such a position we are posing on to do. A real position is there.
How can one be sure that his activities are bringing devotion, that they will bring devotion?
Generally, when it is approved by the scriptures as well as the saints, sadhus, when appreciated by the sadhu, and also Shastra. One's activity is loyal, disloyal, or it is criminal or saintly in the country, how the law book is there, they expect the lawyers are there, they will say that this is criminal action. And there is so much criminal, and this is all right. The law book is there, and the lawyers are also there. আর লয়ার হচ্ছে যে সাধু
is there one an attitude that one has when he performs the action, would that increase or decrease the result of devotion? If one has an attitude, a proper conception at the time of action, at the time of activity, then that will help him.
According to the attitude,
so internally it is important, his purpose is...
Of course, okay. It is all important, the internal sincerity, that is all important, with what attitude he did, what was his meaning. Doctor to his best ability, he is making treatment of a patient. But suppose due to his scanty knowledge, he did not diagnose rightly patient's diet. But he tried his best to help the patient to recover, but due to his ignorance, he could not. Then he should not be considered as a sinner, that he has killed the patient. Not killed. His nature was to help, but he could not. Perhaps by his mistake, it may be, but he should not be considered as murderer. Though by his maltreatment, his mistaken treatment, the patient died. But he is not murderer. Due to ignorance, patient died. Not real medicine was applied. It may be.
But fault is there.
Some fault is there, but not that of a murderer. So according to the attitude, the calculation would be different.
ভূতানাং হরিং দিশতি স্থিতি অর্জুন ঈশ্বর সর্বভূতানাং হরিং দিশতি স্থিতি অর্জুন ধ্রামায়ণ সর্বভূতানি জন্তুরানি মায়া আপনি বলছেন ইন্দ্রফল শ্রেষ্ঠ
এবার তুমি কিরকম করো?
আমি তো
প্রাণী মায়া, তুমি শরণং গচ্ছ সর্বভাবী ন ভারত দেন দি আদার পার্ট হাউ ডু এক্সপ্লেন তমেব শরণং গচ্ছ এভরিথিং ইজ ডান বাই হিম হোয়েন দেন হোয়ার ইজ দি রুম ফর আস্কিং ইউ টেক রিফিউজ টু হিম ইউ ট্রাই টু ওবে হিম হু ইজ দ্যাট ইউ Anyone? Do you understand his question?
No, Maharaj.
In Bhagavad Gita, have you heard this shloka in Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
Ishvara sadhubhutanam vidyeti arjuna tishtati. Oh Arjuna, the Lord exists in every heart. And how? Brahmanam sadhubhutanam jantrarudhani maya. And he is moving everything, everyone, just as one is handled by a machine. When he is handling a machine, the machine has got no independence of his soul. So Lord is there. And you are all moving in his hand through the machine. He says, then where is the responsibility of jiva? And again there is asked on the next line, tameva sharanam gacha, just take shelter under his feet. To whom this advice? Take shelter. To take shelter or not to take shelter, that is also being done by him. Then where is the independence? Do you follow or no?
Yes.
If you have got any independence, then you will take shelter under him. You will surrender to him. But he is doing everything. What is your independence, your free will, that you are to obey him and to accept him or reject him? The advice is advice to him, whom? He is doing everything. And we are all like mechanical dolls playing at his hands. What is our independence that we are asked again? To take shelter, to surrender to him. Do you follow or no?
Yes. Yes, Guru Maharaj.
That is his wife.
He,
Aito? Second, what is the answer?
One can choose to be controlled by the lower energy or the apara prakriti or the para prakriti. He is controlled at all times. But sometimes by guna and sometimes by yogamaya. The jiva is controlled at all times, but his choice is to be controlled by Krishna or maya.
I can't follow what you say.
The jiva, jivatma, is controlled.
Controlled by?
By, depending on his choice, by maya or by Krishna.
By Krishna. Now, then he says that, Krishna says that I am playing everyone like a doll.
Yes.
A mechanical doll. They have got no independence. And again say, you accept that. What is your independence of accepting or not rejection?
It's accepting a good master over a bad master. Swami Maharaj would say, you serve Maya, you get kicked. She kicks. You get punished. So what is the use? Better to renounce sense gratification and choose to serve Krishna. Not correct.
Whatever is happening, that is by His will. Without His will, even a straw cannot move. Everything is happening by His will. And we have to accept that in a good sense. I am reluctantly doing something. I am forced by Krishna to do something. But only my choice is in my hand, and I shall learn to make choice what is happening by His order. I have got no hand to interfere any practical incident. It is by His will, as the resultant of so many wills controlled by Him, the incident coming to happen, is happening. But it may not please me. It may not satisfy my choice, my will. Only learn you are requested to learn to accept then what is happening to be the best. Tattenu kampang susamit kamana. Whatever is happening, you have to learn to take this is the good. Do you follow? No. Whatever to be happening, it must happen. None can, by the will of God, none can oppose that. But you may not feel pleasure of that incident. You are requested to be pleased with that incident, what is happening by the will of God. You learn to accept everything as best. It is all for the best. You accord it. Adjust yourself with that principle. It is all for the best. Whatever is happening, yes, by the will of God, and it is the best thing. No other alternative would have been best. This is the best. Under such circumstances, this is the best. You only learn to accept that.